Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 376, top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
Look what I've got. It's a book.
That's a book. Did you watch it with your eyeballs?
You watched it page by page.
Word
by
word.
Yes, there's a book review in this episode, thanks to Penguin. Thank you very much, Penguin,
for
supplying this book to us. I love Penguin books. And I love the fact that I enjoyed this book.
Oh, my goodness. We are book lovers.
How many books have you read so far this year?
13.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm actually so close to finishing number 14. I'm so close.
We're in March. I had to just double check.
Not just March. It's the 3rd of March.
Yeah, we're recording it on the Monday. So
I have been busy.
You've been really busy.
Do you know
busy.
What I've been doing?
Mm.
No scrolling.
Oh, so replaced social media scrolling with booking.
Booking. I have. Booking.
Yeah.
Watching books.
Yeah.
I've been watching books.
Page by page. I've read 6. I thought that was impressive.
That is really good. That is really good. I feel like I will probably slow down a bit now. But as I said to you.
No, don't.
As I said to you off air, I have quite a few big books around the 600 page mark that I'm avoiding. You're steering clear
of them.
I don't want it to like stop my momentum.
Well, see, this one's not necessarily thick, but look at the small font.
Oh, yeah.
They packed it in. Yeah. So this one took a while, but I really liked it. So it made me want to keep reading.
Cool.
Book one as well. So now I'm committed, unfortunately, or fortunately, to a whole series.
Hopefully Penguin is too.
I've got a quiz for you. I think it's definitely right up your galley. And I've been doing some watching. You've been doing way more watching than I have. So I'm a bit worried that we're going to go very long. And I thought maybe what we could do is we could get into the
yawns. For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just speed read it like a news update.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
It's 5 to the hour. Go.
News updates always go with a music bed.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I'll just stop interrupting because that's the usual problem. Go.
That's fine. Yeah, that's the usual problem in a news bulletin. Someone is constantly interrupting. Tatiana Maslany is in a new show or series. You got to call them series these days for Apple. Called Maximum Pleasure Guaranteed. Now, I remember her. She was my favourite character because she played pretty much all of the characters in Orphan Black. Do you remember? She was every single clone. Well, obviously because they were clones. But she was so good. The way that she managed to make you realise which one it was, even when I think there was even an episode or a storyline where one of the clones was pretending to be the other one and you knew.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Talent.
Oh, I'll say. So this one is a dark comedy thriller. It's about a newly divorced mother, that's her, who falls down a dangerous rabbit hole of blackmail, murder and youth soccer. So it's got something to do with soccer mums. I think I can see her in this kind of series when you've got the Orphan Black, she did the She-Hulk, she was even in, she was in a murder, Perry Mason.
Yeah.
And I can just see her in all of those things combined. I think
sounds
this-
like the dark comedy is a bit like Santa Clarita Diet, based on a true story. You know, the one about the serial killer that they tried to blackmail to do a podcast?
That's right. Yeah, that's so many good shows out.
Right?
And it's hard because when they're those limited series, you really enjoy them. You're like, yeah, that was good. I'm so glad they told that story. But then 2 years later, you've forgotten about them.
I know.
Or someone says the name or a little
I
bit of it.
I forget the
like,
name.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. So that put that down on the list of things that you want to watch. And if you are a Daredevil fan, I know that a lot of people, particularly when Australia got Netflix, I can't really speak for the rest of the world, but when Australia got Netflix, those Marvel shows on there, this is before Disney got Marvel, that – they were so popular. Daredevil, there was, I can't even remember, Jessica Jones was one. But I remember Daredevil being the big one that people jumped on and loved watching. And then there was talk about it coming back again, and it is back. Daredevil, Born Again, season two, they're already talking about the fact that Matthew Lillard is going to be in it. Now, Matthew Lillard was, he was Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo movies. Mm-hmm. He was in Scream.
Yeah.
I think just the first one, right?
Oh, yeah. Others? Yeah.
It's been in, like, I remember him from those sort of late 90s, early 2000s. That's when I think about Matthew Lillard, I think about him from then.
He's been in something recently. Yeah, I can't even think what it is.
Honestly, he's one of those actors that has just continued to do stuff and gotten a lot of work. So if you are a fan of Daredevil, how could you not be angry? I mean, how could you be angry that Lillard is going to be in this? Not sure what his character details are. There's been no word as to who he'll play or how he's going to be involved in any part of the storyline. But that will be happening soonish, I guess. Usually they don't take too long. You know, if you hear a story about a video game, you know, talk of a video game coming out, that's another 3-4 years.
True.
But you know what? If you hear about a movie or a TV show being produced, it's going to come out in the next year or two.
It's part of their publicity.
Exactly. Yeah, they only announce it when something's they want you to ramp up and get excited. Henry's here. How are you, Henry?
I love you.
Oh, we love you too. Look, that's the end of the news, I think, because we've got so much to watch, we should just get into these here watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
So do you want to go first? Because there's so much.
I will. I'll go first. And my first one, I'll try and keep it nice and short as well. But I watched I watched two documentaries this week. And I didn't set out to watch two documentaries. It just happened that way throughout the week. The first one was a Netflix doco, which you know they're always good.
And you know when, I mean, you particular, you know what you're going to get.
Yes, exactly. You know it's going to be of a certain style. They're going to tell it pretty fast and it's going to be done. They're not going to drag it out. So I watched, I'm starting to think that maybe while it's a documentary, it's actually a...
Is this like a murder mystery kind of?
It is a murder mystery one. So what I think is they've got a sort of franchise in Netflix where it's called American Murder and then they name it after. And so that's what I'm thinking, perhaps it is a franchise of American Murder. So this one was called American Murder, Gabby Petito. Now,
I don't know the name.
Okay, that's what I thought. So because this all happened with Gabby Petito around 2021 and it happened almost in real time on social media. The whole world was during lockdown and this girl went missing.
So was it Gabby that went missing?
Gabby went missing.
Okay.
Now, as I said, the whole world was in lockdown. So all of us had nothing else to do but to be on social media. There's great controversy that why was Gabby the person that was followed, as in the world following her missing persons, but she is a young, quite attractive, blonde.
Well, that's the answer then.
Yeah, woman.
Why are we being shocked?
Anyway, her and her partner were trying to sort of start a YouTube influencer van life type life. So she was documenting everything and then all of a sudden her family couldn't get in contact with her. It sort of just dead air for a while. And a few days later, weird messages were coming back from her phone, which didn't sound quite right. And her boyfriend had left where they'd were, traveled a ridiculous distance back to Florida where they did live, and he was not talking to anybody. And they were like, where is she? Where is the van? Now, I'm not giving anything away because it was all tracked on social media at the time, but it was actually other van life influencers that almost cracked the case because they said, we think they're in this region. And so people went back through their footage and one person happened to find a white van parked on the side of the road on footage that they were just driving, just recording as they were driving down. So while I knew the outcome of it because I was following it at the time, it was sort of a nice doco to just sort of watch and go, oh, that's right. Yeah, that's what happened. It is really such an awful situation, but it's incredible how it was solved and how people jumped on the bandwagon and being like, this is not right. Like, fix it. And you think – without social media and the world watching, it probably may have never been solved.
Well, I was also thinking, like you pointed to the fact that you remember following the story, and I thought, well, maybe that is a good series that if you did follow the story, watch as sort of a reminder, like, oh, yeah, that's right, that happened then.
And there were parts that the doco filled in the gaps that we were only getting from the media or getting from people on social media who were outraged. So there were parts of the story that were missed and was interesting.
You're my best friend.
Oh, it's so nice.
Henry's my best friend.
Are you my best friend? Oh, good.
Phew. Phew.
Your
Bay's
best friend.
So many best friends. Lucky boy. If you had never heard of her, you could still watch it, right?
Absolutely.
Like they
watch it.
Fill it in. They tell you that
they tell you
like
the whole story.
Okay.
And as I said, there's only three episodes. They're not overly long, so you're not going to be like, oh, it's never ending. I'm over it. It was done in out, story told. There was a resolution at the end, essentially.
Nice.
So all good.
You said you watched another doco.
I did. Not a Netflix doco. This one was on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
I don't think I say this often, particularly about documentaries. I want everybody to watch this. This was one of the most heartwarming, beautiful documentaries where it finished and I honestly felt a warmth in my heart that I was just thinking.
Now that's feel good.
Oh, my goodness. That was amazing. Like, I'm so glad I came along for that story with them. I think you would really like it because you have seen this show.
What is it?
It's called Cirque du Soleil Without a Net. And it is just by chance another post-pandemic thing where Cirque du Soleil's flagship show, O, in Las Vegas, was closed for over 400 days because of the pandemic. And Cirque du Soleil had claimed bankruptcy. Like they said, with no shows running, with no tickets being sold, we can't sustain this. We've got too many performers, too many crew. You know, the rent on the places, the theatres would be astronomical. And they said, we cannot sustain it. So 400 days later, they wanted to open something. They went, we're going to open O. Now, if you've never seen this, O's whole thing is that it is a purpose-built theatre at the Bellagio in Las Vegas, and the whole floor of the stage is water. It is a huge water tank. So instead of jumping onto mats and things like that Cirque du Soleil would do, they're jumping into water. Now, the floor of the stage goes up and down so the water can appear and disappear, and so can the performers, and it's just so intricate. Anyway, it followed the CEO of Cirque du Soleil. It followed the stage director of O, the production, particular performers of how they were coming back to it and what they'd done in that 400 days. You know, these are world-class athletes that doesn't matter how much training you continue to do at home, are you actually show ready? Like, you're probably not, right? So it was watching them. And I think one of the best parts was they filmed their Zoom call of where the CEO had everybody on, and they'd brought on only so many people, and they said, just wanted to let you know, we're reopening. We've got 4 months.
That must have been a good feeling.
And, you know, you saw like the gymnasts crying their eyes out and the divers, and it was just such a fantastic, beautiful production that finished in them premiering a show that had been running for 16 years.
I remember seeing it back in the day with you when we went there.
It was just such a beautiful documentary.
That's cool.
I really do stress, if you just want to sit and watch something that's not going to make you go, oh, this world is an awful place.
Yeah, murders
and, you know, espionage and all that sort of stuff. But one that you just go, oh, these people are phenomenal. Like,
that's a
these
good
people
feeling.
Have really created something that is beautiful. So Amazon Prime. Cirque du Soleil without a net.
Yeah, when you said that, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, it must be just about
different.
But once you said, oh, like,
yeah,
the net is the water.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So the book that I have read, thanks to Penguin Books, is Fiona McIntosh's Mirren's Gift. This has sold over 1 million copies before. This is a re-release. It's the first book of the Quickening series, and it's about a guy who it's in the very first chapter. His father dies in battle. The father is the commander of the army of the kingdom that he lives in, and young Wyle has to then become the commander at the age of early teenagerish, I'd say. And the king is a kind king, and as the years go on, he dies, and his very, very evil son, the prince, becomes the king, and he just wants to not only conquer all kingdoms around him, but he also wants to get rid of Wyle. And there is it's a big Game of Thronesy. There's no dragons, at least not within the first book, but there is a weird sort of magic and witch hunting that is sort of a practice that is going out of fashion.
Okay.
But the last witch that has been hunted passes on what she calls a gift. Her name is Mirren, and Mirren's gift, I don't want to give it away because when I found out, I was like, oh, that's cool. And then the story at the end continues, like the gift keeps on giving.
Mm.
I read this like there was no tomorrow. You saw how small the font is.
Yeah.
It was really cool. It was fast-paced. A lot happened. Don't expect to hold on to characters.
Okay.
That's kind of
Game of
like
Thrones-y.
The Game of Thrones-y. I definitely want to now read the next in the series. It came out, this version came out, I believe, on the 3rd, so this week. It's come out, so you can get the new version if you've never read it before. I'm now hanging out for the rest. I thought it was really cool.
Amazing.
And thanks to Penguin Books for giving us a copy of it. There you go. You can read it next.
Cool. Thanks.
No worries. That'll be book number 15 or whatever by the time you get through it. All right. Now we need to talk about The White Lotus and Good Cop, Bad Cop. Now, I watched the first episode of The White Lotus, season 3. I love the way it started. It was quite different to
wasn't it?
To how the first two start. But the premise is still the same. You see that there's been a murder or murders, we don't know, and now we're jumping back and finding out more about the characters who are there. Patrick Schwarzenegger's character is horrible.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Walter Goggins. I feel like I'm not saying his last name correctly. I could look it up, but obviously that's impossible due to laziness. But he's from Fallout and a whole heap of other stuff. But he's just like this jaded, shady character girlfriend.
What is his
background? Yeah, I'm really looking forward to learning more about all of these characters. You've watched the second episode.
I've watched the second episode,
good.
So I'm trying really hard to remember what's first episode,
stop
what's
where
second
it is.
Episode.
But you learn more about people?
Yep, you do learn more.
Okay.
A character that we do know from second season makes an appearance.
Okay.
With
yes.
An enormous question mark as to
why. So I saw in the first episode the guy – who was Jennifer Coolidge's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So
you see more.
Okay, because we didn't see him speak, I don't think.
No.
Yeah.
But what's really funny is obviously the audience goes, well, we know you and we know your backstory.
You're a big boy.
Yeah, but the characters that are in the show obviously
got no idea.
I've
never met him before.
Why are you not asking him?
Haven't you seen series 1 and 2? What is going on? Yeah, I'm going to watch another episode tonight. Maybe there's 2. I could do double feature.
Well, you've got second episode to watch.
Yeah, exactly. Is there a 3rd yet? I'm not sure. But because we're
third
like I said, we're only watching.
Released this week.
We're only recording on the Monday, so I'm not sure if it's out yet.
I don't think it's out yet. I think it's a
later. Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I can't remember.
Okay. Good Cop, Bad Cop.
What do you think?
Brilliant.
It's good, isn't it?
Those two shows go really well together.
Yeah.
I think you can watch you can actually do it either way. So I got in
they're different. Don't get
they're different.
They're completely different.
But I watch Good Cop, Bad Cop one episode and then I got into White Lotus. Yeah. So that kind of seemed like a good warm up. It, you know, it's a crime comedy kind of thing. The stakes are not that high. But you know, there's murders and whatnot in there and you're trying to figure out, well, they're trying to figure out what's going on. But it's not as serious as White Lotus. I thought it was a good warm up and then go into White Lotus.
It's definitely not as serious. It's a little bit tongue in cheek ish. You know, the people who live in that small town are all a little bit nuts, a bit Gilmore Girls, like where they all kind of are a bit nuts, but they all accept each other for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So there's some good characters in there already that I know will be fun to watch. During, because I'm sure that they'll have bigger parts in the episodes.
Yes.
Coming in. Like they might have an episode about them.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
And I'm sure it is filmed in Australia because there's a couple of faces that I'm like, oh, you are not American, but you're speaking with an American accent.
I've seen that guy before, like the young rookie cop. I'm like, I've seen you before. And then I looked, he was in an ABC series, I think, last year.
Have you seen the second episode, you said?
No. Oh, yes, of course, I have.
The Shaman or?
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I know her.
See, I knew her too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah.
But it's fun. And I like that every crime is solved within that one episode.
Yeah.
It's very similar to that High Potential show.
Which you are still enjoying.
I'm still really watching. There's quite a few this year of series that I've always said I'm not a lover of the one a week thing because I like to just watch them. But they're so good. Mm. I'm on board with this one a week. Like White Lotus, Good Cop, Bad Cop, High Potential, even The Pit. They're all different, but all really good shows that they're holding their own to reach you to the next week.
Well, you remember back in the day when you would watch TV, live TV.
Yeah.
And you knew on Monday you've got this, this and this. Mm. Tuesday this and this is on. So you would have shows that you would pair.
Yes.
Because you didn't really have a choice.
Yep.
And I feel like we get the choice now, but, you know, you're still like, oh, it's Tuesday night. I know that I've got the night off or whatever. Mm. I can watch White Lotus and High Potential or something.
They're
the two
much
that I'm going to watch together.
Now you pair it to your week.
Yeah.
I get to a Friday night and I'm like, I'll watch High Potential because I'm a little bit tired.
That's my Friday show. Yeah. Okay. That was a lot of watching.
I've been busy.
And what's Henry watching?
Rubbish.
Yep. He's into it though. I put the headphones on.
I call it the zombie show.
Into the iPad so we don't have to hear it in the background.
Turn into a zombie. Yeah. I don't like it.
He bloody loves it though. Mm. Do you want to do this here quiz?
Yeah. Were you alluding to something when you said it was a galley?
Yes.
It was a below deck galley?
Of course it is.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank you
for
so
that.
Much for picking up on that.
I didn't want to interrupt I was like, if it's not below deck galley, we're really disappointed.
Because I was going to say alley. It's right up your alley.
Yeah, I got that. I got the pun, but then I thought.
I felt I was actually.
Was
quite
it
proud
the
of
pun that I wanted?
It is.
Yeah.
So below deck.
Ben.
No.
Serena.
No.
Okay, go. You do it.
Although, okay. This is about true or false. Ship yacht names.
Oh, okay.
Is this a name of a ship or boat or a yacht that has appeared?
On below deck.
Yes.
Okay, I'm all for it.
Okay,
so
great.
So it's not the galley. Okay.
It's not a galley. Poseidon.
No, false.
Mm. Yeah, false. Because you probably wouldn't want to name
wouldn't
it
get
after
on it.
A movie. Yeah. Good movie, but.
Good movie, but I'm not getting on a boat called Poseidon.
No. Valor.
See,
mm-hmm.
That's true.
That was in Below Deck. That was a Captain Lee.
That was a Captain
one.
Lee.
I feel like that one was in there for a while.
Was with Kate.
And I just remember the T-shirts, Bella.
Yeah.
Was on, yeah, for a while.
And the blanket when she made the inverted commas rocket ship blanket, but usually they would make it into a V for Bella.
It's so dumb. I love it.
All because a guest annoyed her.
Yes.
Said she had a resting bitch face.
She does.
She
She's
totally
not
does.
Lying. But, oh my god!
Pete has that tractor. Yeah,
that's a good tractor. Parsival.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It's possible.
That's the sailing yacht.
Yeah, that's the one with Captain Glenn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it always has something wrong with it.
Do you feel like that's similar to Valor in that that's been around for ages,
it's
right?
It's the only one that's been on.
I thought so. Okay.
But, you know, in the last season,
yeah,
they had a new chief engineer and nothing went wrong. So
what was his name? Adam.
Colin. Colin was the chief engineer for the other ones where everything went wrong. So do we blame him?
Yeah, of course we do. Obviously.
Obviously. I mean, he was rude to Daisy. So we blame you.
You're done.
You're done.
Northern Sun.
Oh, my gosh. Was that the one in Adventure?
No.
Oh, my God. No, it's false.
That's
false.
Good. No, it is one. And I understand what you've done, but it was the older ship that had been redone and it was in Below
in
Deck Down Under. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But the Northern Sun, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Because it should be Southern Sun, right?
It should be Southern
But then
Sun.
If you say Southern Suns, then people are going to start singing Southern Sun songs from the 90s.
True.
It's a bit yeah, true, exactly. Eclipse.
False.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's real. There is a super yacht. It was built in Hamburg. And it is from, it was made in about 2010.
Okay.
And it looked really big. Massive.
If you had a mega
absolutely
yacht.
Massive.
Super yacht, whatever they're called. What would you call it?
I would call it, and now I can't remember the name, but I would call it the ship that was Captain Haddock's in Tintin.
Oh, cool.
I think it was in Red Rackman's Treasure. It's right behind you. I think it was in Red Rackman's Treasure, was it? I think. Or the Black Claw or something like that. See, you flicking through that Tintin book just makes me want to read them again. They're so fun.
The next day. Sirius.
Okay. Call it Sirius. Yeah, Sirius. Sirocco.
Oh, 100%. That's true.
And whose is it?
That's Sandy's.
Yeah, Sandy's. And I remember it. I remember Hannah.
Yeah, can I just say something? It clearly is Sirocco. That's how it's spelled. Now, I want everybody to go back and watch Captain Sandy try and say it because she cannot say Sirocco.
Really?
She goes, Sirocco.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Sirocco. It's like, that's not the name.
What are you doing with those letters?
What are you doing?
Stop it.
Sir. Rocco, if you have to.
If you have to.
Break it up into phonemes.
You can have a pause. It's fine. Have a pause in the middle. I loved every single moment of that, especially the bit where we started talking about Tintin.
Yeah.
That was good.
I mean, our tangents are swift. Gosh, they're interesting.
to us. Stephanie, on that note, thank you very much.
Aye, aye, Captain.